Saturday. Well, sad Saturday, that is. We lost one of our patrons here. A man that had dedicated his life to the patriot community. A man that tried to get the truth out, let people know what's going on. Jack Otto. Really sad to hear. I heard that I guess his last broadcast was last week, just before my show. He died, I guess, a few hours into my broadcast of a heart attack. Just amazing. There's a lot of stress out here. There's a lot of things that are going out here with people that are trying to report the truth. Most of us have very little to live on. Many of us, you know, try to survive whatever kind of way we can. Others are okay there, but then, you know, their health goes. Amounts of stress is just unbelievable. And then again, when you start reporting the truth, you don't know what end it's coming from. You don't know if it's coming from a situation of your health just getting impeded on because of distress. Or is it something that you're saying that maybe people don't want you to talk about anymore? And you think about the Kennedy assassination and my father, Dan Burley, I feel very strongly he was poisoned. And, a lot of people in the press have been killed over the last years. They had letters and a list of people that were media that were murdered, assassinated, whatever you want to call it, because of what they would report and things. I'm not saying that that's Jack Otto, but then, you know, you don't know. You have no idea how this stuff goes. It could be a situation of just health-related stress, or it could be a situation of something else. This movement we're in is very, 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 very dangerous to be in. And those that have dedicated to this cause are under great threat. It was very, in fact, the whole week was pretty strange. We had a situation with Corey Rowe with Loose Change being picked up. And then the week before that, during my broadcast, Elaine Brown called in saying that there were shots being fired. Outside her house, 30 shots, and she didn't know what was going on. That was during my broadcast the week before. Just kind of very strange, very, very strange. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about some of the other things that are happening that you need to know about what's going on with this situation with the health issue with our military men. And then we're going to be talking about what is going on in the truth movement in the second hour. And then we have open lines. First hour, we're going to be talking about the military and with my special guest, the author. And we'll be right back after this break. Otto, we love you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, and we're going to hold callers for this first hour, but the second hour, we're going to have Alfred Weber, and also the people, David from the 9/11 Truth Organization in Ottawa, Canada, to talk about the convention they had there and what happened. Third hour, we're going to have open line. So you need to listen to this show. It's going to be really, I think, a very interesting program, to say the least. But we're going to bring my special guest on. We're going to be talking about the issue of the military with my dear friend. He's in the East, and he's been involved with the legal issue of the military. how the military is being basically not truthful with our troops, with the situation, with the medical health, with them having rights. I just can't believe the things that are going on. And our men are coming back 100% disabled, just 25 years older, and some of them younger, 100% disabled, and 130 days to wait to get medical treatment. And it's a nightmare. Arthur, are you there?
I'm here, Deanne.
Hi, Arthur. How are you
doing? How are you? I got the bad news about Jack Otto. I knew him well. I've done programs with him in the past, and I know him from Detroit, and I've got his book here. He's a wonderful book he wrote.
It just threw me a loop, you know. Amazing man. Very much in the patriot movement.
I had no idea that happened. Manny just told me before.
Yeah, and I guess why the line was ringing off the hook. It's amazing. But we're going to talk here about your work. And tell the audience about your organization and what is going on with the lawsuit that's currently being filed.
Okay, I'm Arthur Bernklau. I'm the Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. We're in New York, and we're a veterans activist organization, and we help veterans with their claims, and we help veterans win their cases against the evil empire. By the evil empire, I'm saying the Veterans Administration.
Not to say
which
evil
empire that Ronnie talked about. But I'm saying the Veterans Administration, the chartered veteran service organizations who have sold us out and betrayed us, and Congress. And let's also add the Attorney General to that, too. Now, a case was filed, a massive constitutional and civil rights case was filed in San Francisco, California, in the Ninth Circuit Court out there, the Ninth Court, by Morrison and Foster. They are the largest law firm in the world, and they're working pro bono with about 800,000 veterans, and it's growing every day. They filed a class action challenging the government's mistreatment of returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, but not necessarily limiting it to veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq. It's the first veteran civil rights case ever. It's the first of its kind, and it includes the VA, all their executives and officials, United States Attorney General Gonzalez as defendants, and it focuses mainly on veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, but not necessarily only there. And it alleges unconscionable delays and other violations of veterans' constitutional and civil rights. Now, not only are these people being named, but we go over to Dr. Michael Cussman, who's in charge of health benefits with the VA. He is also being named. Admiral Daniel Cooper, who is Veterans Benefits, Admiral Daniel Cooper, he's the Undersecretary for Veterans Benefits. He is named. Pritz K. Navarro, Veterans Service Center Manager from Oakland, plus many, many other regional center managers across the country from the VA. And, of course, Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General of the United States, is also being named as a co-defendant. And I wouldn't be surprised. We're talking now about going after some congresspeople who veterans ask for help, and they're getting blown off. They might also be named as defendants. And I have just sent reams of information on Anthony Principi, who is the former director, former secretary of the VA, who left under some very shady conditions. And his organization, QTC Corporation in Diamond Bar, California, does all the physical evaluations for the VA. of disabled veterans and also returning troops from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they charge the government $495 for every physical evaluation that's done.
Jeez.
Whereas, if it's done in a VA hospital by a VA physician, the charge to the government is only $89.80. So they're making a 500% profit, and Mr. Principi got a $250,000 bonus check from his own company 24 hours before he took office as Secretary of the VA. He got himself $250,000, and I have submitted all this evidence time and time again, and Mr. Gonzalez tells me, word for word, we can't touch Principi. He's too high up on the food chain. And I told him, Mr. Gonzalez, maybe him and you can share a cell. Anyway, he is now being named Mr. Gonzalez, and we trust Mr. Principi will be named very shortly. And Gonzalez said to me, why don't you like Principi? He's a very nice fellow. I said, I have nothing personal against him. It's just that I'd like for my trivia collection a license plate made by Mr. Principi and Stir. Now, we already have one from Duke Cunningham in California. He got 9 years for his shenanigans with the government contractors. And this was filed July 23rd. And the attorneys at Morrison and Foster, this is an unprecedented national class action suit alleging shameful failures by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, and other government institutions to care for injured veterans, particularly those who have returned recently from Iraq and Afghanistan and are now suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, the firm is handling the case strictly on a pro bono basis. In other words, the veteran is not being asked to lay out any money. They're handling it pro bono, then. And the action was brought on behalf of all veterans from all wars and their families seeking or receiving death or disability compensation for PTSD as well as all other injuries. And they have pending claims or who have applied for VA medical benefits based upon this disorder, PTSD, and other disorders. The complaint was filed, as I said before, in the U.S. District Court, Northern District of California, and Morrison and Foster estimates the class action size as being somewhere around 800,000 veterans.
That'd be probably larger than that.
Oh, it's
because there's
more.
So many people that came out of Vietnam that have applied for that issue.
Sure.
I mean, nonstop applied for post-traumatic stress, and they had been denied across the board because they were saying that was not an illness related to the Vietnam era war. And the thing is, like you said, it goes as far back as all wars because all of those soldiers came back with levels of post-traumatic stress. I remember seeing military men walking the streets and couldn't go past a block away from their home and had to turn back because of the amounts of stress that they had to endure, because it was like a painful experience that no one knows a cure for.
Before Vietnam, they used to call it shell shock.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used to call it, for want of a better name. It finally became PTSD, and they gave it a medical name now, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, your secretary also includes, of course, R. James Nicholson, Secretary of the VA, who resigned on July 17th, effective this October 1st. And now it becomes obvious why Mr. Nicholson is retiring, because Mr. Nicholson feels the hot breath of the law breathing very heavily on him. Now, the plaintiff class, in other words, all the veterans and their families, they seek declaratory and injunctive relief only. They are not asking for monetary damages yet, and they challenge the constitutionality of the Veterans Judicial Review Act and related administrative policies and procedures.
Well, I got to stop you here, Arthur. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more with Arthur Verbal here on the RVN Network. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical, and all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happy.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. We're here with author Burke Law. And he's the executive director of Veterans for Constitutional Law. It's located at 112 Jefferson Avenue, Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. And you can go to www.netfortruthusa.com to go to the site. Author, now, let me ask you, how are the veterans getting involved with this case? Is there a number where they can call?
Yes, I'm going to give out all that information. I've got it all prepared for you.
Oh, okay.
I've got everything right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the plaintiffs, Deanne, is they allege a number of policy failures on the part of the VA, which includes repeated violations of federal statutes guaranteeing health care for returning veterans, that's violated, unconscionable delays and prohibitively complicated procedures in the adjudication of claims seeking benefits on medical care and appeals, coupled with the VA's providing misleading timeliness statistics to the American public. There are a wealth of misinformation. The VA's premature and intentional denial of claims and other administrative abuses calculated to boost incentive bonuses for VA employees. We talked about that, I believe, last time.
Mm-hmm.
Employees for the VA getting incentive bonuses for denying claims. Exertion by VA officials in Washington, D.C., of inappropriate pressure and influence upon the adjudicating of PTSD claims by regional VA offices, and a pattern of chronic underfunding and understaffing of VA programs. Now, according to Gordon P. Erspammer, a litigation partner in Morrison & Foster's Walnut Creek office, California, this isn't a case about isolated problems or the type of normal delays and administrative hassles we all occasionally experience with bureaucracies. This case is funded on the virtual meltdown of the VA's capacity to care for men and women who serve their country bravely and honorably, were severely injured, and are now being treated like second-class citizens. The delays caused by the VA have created impenetrable barriers to relief for thousands of impaired veterans whose suffering is compounded by a VA system that denies them their fundamental constitutional and civil rights that all the rest of us share. Mr. Erspammer is acutely aware of the plight of veterans with serious health problems, having to endure interminable waits for treatment and benefits from the government. His own father, Ernest, was exposed to extensive radiation during atomic bomb tests in the Pacific Bikini Atoll in 1946 and later developed leukemia, which took his life in 1980. And his mother, even with her son's help, it then took his mother more than 10 years to obtain disability and death benefits from the VA, a journey that included the first case ever heard by the newly created farce of a court, the Court of Veterans Appeals, which is now the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. And that was in 1990, and the case was called Erspammer versus Dewinsky, who was the secretary at that time of the VA. Morrison and Foster also represented the National Association of Radiation Survivors in the landmark due process case of NARS versus Walters. He was another secretary of the VA, which addressed many of the same types of abuses as this current filing. Paul Sullivan, who was the executive director of Veterans for Common Sense, a veterans organization, explained his organization's participation in the class action. Since the Iraq and Afghanistan wars began, the VA has betrayed our veterans. Instead of hiring more doctors and claims processes, the VA instituted new policies that block veterans' access to prompt mental health care. They refused to hire the PTSD counselors. They'd say, we haven't got enough money. But they sure got plenty of money for Halliburton. Anyway, America should be outraged. While we're reluctant to file suit against the VA, it is the VA's anti-veteran policies that leave us no other option than to fight for what our veterans earned after fighting on the front lines in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other previous wars that we fought. Bob Handy, chair of plaintiff group Veterans United for Truth, this is another veterans organization, emphasized the nonpartisan nature of the suit, stating, "We believe that this is a case that all points of the political spectrum will support, as regardless of one's views on the current wars, we all share the same strong belief that we should take care of those who die or who are wounded in battle." The current complaint explains how the large influx of veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan and Operation Iraqi Freedom in Iraq has finally crippled a long-struggling system, with 200,000 new disability claims arising from these two actions alone, 200,000. The complaint further reveals the existence of over 770,000 backlog claims covering all manners of illness, with many taking more than anywhere from 10 to 50 years to be fully adjudicated. Can you imagine 50 years to fully adjudicate a case?
Well, we've got to stop again here for a break, but no, I can't. It's just another nightmare in the bureaucracy of our military. And we're going to come back with Arthur after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Hi, we're back, and we're here with Arthur, and we're talking about the issue that you need to know about, and that is what's going on with our military men and women. We can't overlook this, folks, because, again, there are brothers, our sisters, our children, our loved ones. They are from various wars. They're your uncle, your grandfather, now maybe deceased relatives. They all fought these different wars for this country, for us. And the thing is that the post-traumatic stress disorder has been with us all this time. And now, finally, there might be some resolve, and Arthur's telling us more here. Arthur, you got the mic. Please,
yeah,
go on.
Well, we're coming after him. The VA knows we're coming after him, and it's been overdue for years and years. In the 75-year existence of the VA, they have gotten outrageous. Each year they've gotten more outrageous, and the plaintiffs in this suit, they assert that the existing VA system for obtaining benefits of medical care is especially ill-suited for dealing with PTSD. In fact, people from the Iraq action suffering from PTSD in unprecedented numbers now are approximately 1 in 3 veterans are already seeking mental health services. 1 in 3, that's 33 1/3%. Now, PTSD is prevalent in troops returning from the current wars because of multiple rotations into combat. You know, they go back for one rotation, two, three. The absence of battle lines, there are no battle lines there. The widespread use of improvised explosive devices, the moral ambiguity of killing combatants dressed as civilians, people that we train are among the insurgents. When we get an insurgent, we get his identity. When we kill an insurgent, we find out many, many times they're the same Iraqis that we've trained to fight with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the unprecedented use of National Guard and Reserve troops, which were not used much at all in Vietnam, and the use of body armor, which saves lives but leaves minds and bodies shattered. Now, the complaint further alleges that federal government officials have improperly induced many soldiers suffering from PTSD to accept personality disorder discharges, 22,500 of them, and that precludes veterans from obtaining any disability benefits or receiving any ongoing medical treatment because the disorder is then classified as a pre-existing condition. More than 22,500 soldiers across the armed forces have been suspiciously diagnosed and discharged with personality disorders in the last 6 years, condemning them to a lifetime of disability without any compensation or access to VA medical care. Now, we feel that most of these 22,500 decisions are going to be reversed. Every single one of them is going to be reexamined, and that's one of the charges we've put against them now. Now, many of these veterans, they simply give up in frustration and despair, or they die. Some of them, many of them, committing suicide, added Mr. Erspammer from Morrison and Foster. And the complaint summarizes, unless systemic and drastic measures are instituted immediately, the cost to these veterans, their families, and our nations will be incalculable, including broken families, a new generation of unemployed and homeless veterans.
And the thing, too, Arthur, on the issue of unemployment thing.
Oh yeah,
it's been there so long, and it's been totally annoyed, you know, ignored. And these people that are in this situation, they've been, you know, trying to get on their feet, work, do the correct thing.
And it's getting worse day by day.
They have anger issues, all
sure.
connected directly to this post-traumatic stress that they're
exactly.
denying.
Now, increases in drug abuse, increases in alcoholism, and crushing burdens on the health care delivery system.
Now, on the alcohol issue, the reason why they use the alcohol, again, is to try to get past the painful
sure.
memories of seeing comrades blown up,
yes.
seeing rolling fire and microwave bodies and everything else that they see sprued all over. I mean, imagine seeing that. You know, you look at movies and you see that, but be in it, be right there, and then be in intense heat of over 117 degrees. And right now, folks, there's an issue of them having contaminated water, contaminated food supplied by Halliburton. And the thing is that right now, those troops are in that condition, and it's a nightmare there. Arthur, you want to mention something about that?
Oh, yes. Our friend Halliburton has gotten in. They get a piece of the action on almost everything there in Afghanistan and everything in Iraq. Halliburton is cleaning up. Literally, they're cleaning up. And, you know, the crushing deliveries, the crushing burdens on the healthcare delivery system and other social services in our communities. You know, if we look at this closely, many times the local community has to pick up a lot of these people on welfare that should be taken care of by our federal government and the Veterans Administration. And if the Veterans Administration were doing their job, the pressure would not be on the local communities and the state to pick up the slack here, because there is a slack. The VA does not want to meet their responsibilities. And, you know, for further information, I'm going to give you some telephone numbers and some websites for people who are there to contact these people because they're looking to add more and more and more cases. And we're sending them day by day reams of information. We're hoping to indict Mr. Anthony Principi, the former secretary, and that would be a big thing with him and QTC Corporation. Now, for further information, contact the lead counsel. I hope you got your pen and pencils ready. Gordon P. Erspammer. He's the lead counsel. That's E-R-S. P as in Peter, A-M-E-R. His telephone number is 925-295-3341. I'll repeat that. 925 area code 295-3341. He has an email address. It's GERSPAMER. His name spelled out. At MOFO.com. Now, other sources for information include Russell K. Terry, CEO and founder of Iraq War Veterans Organization, Incorporated. 909 area code, 494-6218. I'll repeat that. Russell Terry, CEO, founder, Iraq War Veterans Organization, 909-494-6218. Email is webmaster@iraqwarveterans.org. Next party is Ronald B. Abrams. Ronald B. Abrams, Deputy Director of National Veterans Legal Services Project. They're in Washington, D.C. National Veterans Legal Service Project. 202 area code. 265-8305. 202 area code. 265-8305. Email Ron, and there's a like a little underline after the N, Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, at nvlsp.org. Next one is Michael Blecker, Executive Director. Michael Blecker, that's B-L-E-C-K-E-R. That organization, another veterans organization called Swords to Plowshares. They're in San Francisco, 415-252-4787, extension 321. His email is mblecker, M-B-L-E-C-K-E-R, at stp-sf.org. And Amy Fairweather, she's the director of the Iraq Veteran Project, also Swords to Plowshares. Same telephone number as Mr. Blecker, extension 356. And her email is A. Fairweather, A-F-A-I-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R, at stp-sf.org. Now, this complaint, and this is important, take this number down. This is very important, this website. The complaint can be viewed. So far, it's 75 pages, but pages are being added every day to this. The complaint can be viewed at http://www.mofo.com/docs/PDF, that's Peter David Frank, /PTSD070723.PDF. I'm going to repeat that again for those who didn't get it. This is where you view the complaint on your computer. Website is http://, www.mofo.com/docs/PDF/PTSD070723.PDF. And Morrison & Foster is located at 425 Market Street on the 11th floor in San Francisco, California. For some reason, I don't have a zip code, but that's not hard to find. Now, they've got more than 1,000 lawyers in 18 offices around the world, and this is the number one law firm in the country working on a pro bono basis with veterans. And conspicuous by their absence are the Chartered Veteran Service Organizations. Not one of them has joined this class action. Not the DAV, not the VFW, not the American Legion, not AMVETS, not the Paralyzed Veterans of America, not even Vietnam Veterans of America. Since they got their charter, they have changed. Now, people may ask, what is a charter? It's chartered by the VA and Congress. They give you free office space in the hospital or in a VA building. They give you free computer equipment, free furniture, free postage, free telephone, free stationery, many times a staff to run the office, and, oh, yes, a tax-exempt status. The Chartered Veteran Service Organizations, none of them have joined this class action, and they are conspicuous by their absence. And,
well, the thing is, why is it that no one is reporting or talking about that, you know, the fact that they're not doing that?
You know, the media is keeping very quiet about this, but there's one news service in Washington called McClatchy News Service. McClatchy News Service that took over for Knight Ritter. Knight Ritter went out of business, and McClatchy News Service took over for them. And they're in Washington, D.C., and there's a young fellow by the name of Chris Adams who is doing some wonderful work over there. And they are putting it in their newspapers daily. And they've got a whole load of newspapers around this country. It's called McClatchy News Service.
Now, that's good information. And folks, too, if you have a child or loved one in this theater of war right now, remember that they need to also fill out paperwork with the Department of Veterans Affairs. They have a website which is vabenefits.vba.va.gov, and you do /VONAPP/main.asp. Now, the reason I'm giving you this, too, is so that they can't come back on you and say after you signed up for these claims and within this lawsuit that the paperwork was not filed properly with the department. See, the whole thing is that, you know, they use various measures to get out of these
exactly.
legal
but and to make you know what measures. You have to do, Deanne? What you have to do with this is you file. You can use that website. You can file, but send your filing in registered mail with a return receipt as proof that you have filed.
Mm-hmm. And keep a copy of it.
Exactly.
And then call the lawyer that Arthur just gave you and let him know and send them a copy of that, because then it shows clearly that you had put that claim in and that that claim has been filed on such and such a date so that they can't come back and deny you later on. And that's a little trickery they used to do with EEOC suits and various other suits that you would file. Yeah, in the government. You know, they'll come back and you take it to court and they'll say, well, did you file that first with the department of such and such? And you'll say, well, I didn't know. And see, right now they got a law on the books that I don't know is not allowed. You know,
now, I'm also available and I'm here to help for any of you people who need help. Contact me. You can write me. You can call me. All the calls will be answered, and any mail that you send me will be answered. And contact us. This is what we're here for. You know, we're not.
Can you give the information on that site?
Okay, we're Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. We're located at 112 Jefferson Avenue, and that's in Port Jefferson, New York. That's P-O-R-T, Port Jefferson, New York. The zip code is 11777. It's Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777. Best number to call is 631-474-4261. 631-474-4261. And if I don't get back to you the same day, I'll get back to you within a day or two, but we will get right back to you on this.
Yeah, because, again, you know, this, like I talked to a gentleman not too long ago suffering from post-traumatic stress in the Chicagoland area, and, I mean, it's something you can't tell them how to work their way out of, and it seems that because they have been lackadaisical, really, in trying to develop a way of dealing with it, there's no one that they can go to. So this is the reason why there is a lot of drug and alcohol abuse, like we were saying before, because the pain is there, and the pain from that, not accounting the pain that they had from Agent Orange, Agent Purple, Agent Black.
Sure.
There are agents they don't even talk about. And, you know, we hear of Agent Orange, but there were some other more severe agents that were sprayed on to areas where these veterans were, and they ingested them.
I've
and
got a man who can trace every single barrel that was shipped out to Southeast Asia. He's got records that will trace every single barrel of dioxin shipped out to Southeast Asia. In Arizona.
And see, if they have that, then they can trace it, then they know when that stuff was poured, so therefore there's a method that you would have enough evidence to bring forth in court to substantiate your claim and case. So again, you know, this is very important information, and please pass it on to the vets that are returning. We'll be back after this break with Arthur.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back. And we're here with Arthur, and we're going up to the last 6 minutes of the broadcast. And Arthur, you want to share what else that is important for people to know? And if you can, give a real quick overview of that gentleman that you said that was very badly ill.
In fact, on his, I'll be brief on that because that would make almost a whole program by itself here. But what we have to do is anyone who is having a problem with the VA, the Department of Defense, get with these people who are having this lawsuit. We're finally bringing these people at the VA to justice, unless they get themselves another crooked judge, and they've been known to get crooked judges before. But we're finally bringing the whole nation. We're bringing the whole nation this information, and they can't hide it anymore. You know, they've been running for years, but they can't hide. And now, with the largest law firm in the country handling this and over 800,000 veterans and the number growing, there's not going to be any place that they can hide. I think an all-over view is I believe that the power to run the Veterans Administration should be taken away from these people, maybe the entire Veterans Administration itself go defunct. I believe Social Security should set up a department to run Veterans Affairs. Either Social Security or the Government Accountability Office.
Well, to be honest, you know, with that, and I was planning on doing a march, and some things happened, and it just threw me completely for a loop. But the thing is, it needs to be a separate. You know, everything in the government currently is separated. You wouldn't even believe how our non-for-profit corporation, which is the U.S. government, is separated. And then there are offices that are created that are separate bodies onto themselves that basically answer to no one.
Yeah.
And I think this needs to be a separate body, not connected to any military,
not connected
to any current branch of the government, but that made up of individuals, people, could be even family members of these veterans, to, you know, kind of overview and make sure that these agencies and these departments are doing the correct thing. And they should have their own executive power if something is not being done through
the
judicial system.
That would be the best thing, but I don't think they're going to turn it over to any individual.
But the thing is, the people, and that's what the whole issue is, the people are the ones that are running the corporation. And I mean you that are listening, the military men, all of us are voters of this corporation. So our rights are what they are supposed to be mandated by our tax dollars. We pay them, by the way, to do. So if we want this, they should do it. And there is a way that we can do it. But the thing is that we have to collectively understand that this condition of post-traumatic stress is in the military. It's in the men and women that are on the street homeless that are made up of military personnel and other people that have been working, Americans.
All they have to do is get the funding for the PTSD counselors, which they refuse to do.
Well, they're not going to do that because, again, they want the cure? Or
the money
do
is
they
there.
Want
they're
the
giving
disease.
It to Halliburton every time you turn around.
Well, Halliburton is getting the joyride because it's in conflict of interest because all the people getting money from it.
Absolutely.
But, Arthur, we're at the end of this program. Got to have you back. Thank you for coming on my show.
And thank you for giving me the time. And the next program, we'd like to talk about Marine Sergeant David Emery, Jr.
We will do that very soon. We'll be back with you. And we'll be back with Alfred Weber and what happened in the truth movement in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
It's true.